A meeting to voice concerns and to share alternative solutions will be shared at a meeting between council, dog owners and other community members at Stumers Creek at Coolum tomorrow. It comes a few weeks after council released its draft dog exercise area plan and network blueprint. In the draft plan, which, if approved, would be in effect for the next 20 years, Coast Beaches would be left with 15 kilometres of off-leash area, down from 17, and with 18 kilometres instead of 21 of on-leash zones. The council says it's aiming to strike the right balance between the needs of dog owners and our environmental values. More than 3,500 people have signed a petition opposing council's proposed changes. While the council has extended the community engagement period by 1 week, it's now ending on March 7. Headspace Caloundra has had its official opening, offering free and confidential mental health support for young people on the Sunshine Coast. The new centre, operated by Lives Lived Well, with funding provided by the Australian Government Department of Health and Aged Care. Federal Member for Fisher, Andrew Wallace, was there. He says more support around mental health is a necessity.
It's a one-stop shop. It's a terrific referral service to be able to refer young people who may be experiencing mild to moderate mental health problems. We have work to do, more work to do for young people that are suffering severe mental health problems, but certainly mild to moderate mental health problems. Headspace Caloundra is a great first opening door.
A man suffered a gruesome injury in a workplace accident at Budrum last night. It's understood he'd been using a piece of machinery when his hand became caught in it while working at a business on Wises Road. He was treated by paramedics for a significant laceration and then transported to Skoo in a stable condition. And Marucci Sailing Club and Mooloolaba Yacht Club are joining forces this weekend to host the inaugural Mooloolaba Summer Series Off the Beach event. It starts tomorrow afternoon with local athletes of all ages and abilities taking to the water in dinghies, catamarans, windsurfers and foilers. The event will also be attended by sailors from the Noosa Yacht and Rowing Club.